Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jessica Moses is here. Jessica's back, Senior VP of Small Business and Specialty Business at MetLife, and their quarterly MetLife U.S. Chamber Index has just become a great resource for us, and we've been so happy to be one of the reporters of this. And she's back with the new, with a most recent quarterly report. Jessica Moser, welcome back.
Hey, Jim, thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
It's good to have you back, Jessica. So what was the focus of this quarter's, I mean, it's, everything these days seems to be couched in what's the pandemic doing to us. And but yeah. So I maybe this is a dumb question, but what was your focus in the survey this quarter?
Well, you know, I love that you said it's the quarterly index, because we had, because exactly of what you said, but because of the pandemic, we thought we were going to change from quarterly to monthly. And since April, we did that. We had 5 monthly polls, which really allowed us to capture what was happening to small business from the small business owner perspective around the pandemic. And so the pandemic absolutely was a backdrop of what we talked about, but it really was focused on the election. And given how important that was, when we just switched back to quarterly, we thought that we're right in the middle of election season. Pandemic is there whether you're talking about it or not. So let's focus on those top election issues for small businesses.
What did you learn? What did you ask them, and what did you learn?
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you get something and you think, wow, I don't know if I needed to ask, because what did we learn is we're the small business owners overwhelmingly focused on the economy. I mean, if I had to guess, right, it would have been the economy.
Oh, which, yeah.
Based no, that's, on that's, the foundation of the pandemic, right?
That's our defining issue for us. You know, the answer is the economy. What's the question?
Exactly. And I'll tell you, it's a tale of two cities, or it's a good news, bad news, right? So for some perspective, right, our current small business index score, which is a level of optimism about your business, is 50.3. So in second quarter, it was 39.5. Mm-hmm. So that's a great big jump.
That's a big
jump. So that's great. But at the end of the first quarter, it was 71.7.
Right.
And so that's,
We don't like the number, but we like the trend, right?
Exactly. And it's because small business owners are still looking at the economy as largely negative. And that's not something that we can discard. Mm-hmm. If 78% of small business owners, 20% said it was average, 39% said it was somewhat poor, and 19% said it was very poor.
Yeah.
So that's,
a lot of that is going to be, and unfortunately, unlike say after 2008 or after 9/11, in this particular case, you have to break that down further by industry. Because some industries never slowed down, and some industries fell off the table.
That's right, and I think I think that's exactly right. And those that fell off the table, I think at the very beginning of the pandemic, people were thinking that everybody was going to come back, or everybody or nobody was going to come back. And, mm-hmm. and then it was, the conversation was around, is it V-shaped recovery? Is it a U-shaped recovery? And now we're talking about this K-shaped recovery.
Right. Tell them what K means. Exactly. Tell them what that means. Tell them what the K-shape means.
So the K-shaped recovery is exactly what you said. When you think about it, you've got some businesses that are going to, if you think about the letter K, some of them are going to be on the downslope of that, and some are going to be on the upslope of that. And those that are on the downslope are there's concern that they're not going to come back.
And
to your point, it is different by sector. Mm-hmm. And so, interestingly, the service industry, much more optimistic than, the service industry, like healthcare, financial advisors, realtors, construction, for example. Mm-hmm. But then you've got retailers, right, who have been hit so hard.
Hospitality, and only one food in three service.
And only one in three feel like their business is in good health. Like that. Mm-hmm. That's a very concerning number.
And this is unprecedented. We've never had this kind of a bifurcation type of a pain. This never happened before. This year, 2020, is going to go down in history as infamy. As Roosevelt would say, this is going to go down in infamy this year. What do you think?
I think that's right. We talked the last time I was on your show about it's the ability to take stock of where you are and figure out how to pivot. But I think regardless of where, and I think it's important, right, that we do that as small business mm-hmm. owners, figure out where to go, if possible, how to change. But I think regardless, this is going to be the year that is defining. And I think it's because we're realizing that it's not, I think a lot of us thought, well, we'll figure this out and it'll be a 3-month dip. But it is true that
it's taking longer. We're going to figure out, though, what is the deal and what is the politics. You know, there's also politics in it. But the other thing that has to be said as we go to a break here, Jessica, you know, as much as they answered your questions honestly and openly, and of course, that's what you get. Don't ask a small business owner their opinion if you don't want it, because they'll give it to you. But underlying all of that is a level of pathological optimism that is unparalleled anywhere else on the planet. Never, ever, ever count small business out. Jessica Moser knows that, and she's going to stay with me, and we'll be back after this break. She's with MetLife. Jessica Moser is. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.